This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Soaring international airfares and other fallout from the war in the Middle East have many Americans looking to stay closer to home this summer, and the 433 National Park Service locations are looming large in those plans. A summer travel industry report said that interest in national parks and other outdoor hotspots has spiked 65% over the last year, and that seems to be bearing out. May 2026 was Yellowstone National Park's busiest May on record. Despite major staffing cuts and a 43-day partial government shutdown, more than 323 million people visited U.S. national parks last year, about 3% fewer than the record-breaking numbers logged in 2024. To accommodate the crowds, parks pulled workers from other duties to focus on visitor services. This year, staffing remains sharply reduced, and some parks have scrapped their reservation systems, already leading to gridlock at popular sites. In addition, steep new fees for foreign visitors have caused confusion at entry gates, resulting in more delays. Some of the changes at national parks include no longer needing a reservation to enter. A handful of major parks have scrapped their timed entry reservation systems that they had put into place to manage crowds, particularly during peak periods, to control traffic. This summer, that shift, aimed at broadening public access, affects popular national parks like Arches in Utah, Glacier National Park in Montana, Mount Rainier in Washington, and Yosemite in California. A new change is causing headaches. A new entry surcharge for non-U.S. residents has caused widespread confusion and frustration. Non-resident visitors 16 and older are now required to pay an extra $100 plus the standard $35 entry fee at each of 11 marquee parks, including popular western U.S. destinations, Bryce Canyon in Utah, Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, Sequoia and Kings Canyon in California, Grand Canyon, Rocky Mountain, Yosemite, and Zion, and Montana's two national parks, Glacier and Yellowstone. Non-resident national park visitors can buy a $250 non-resident annual pass, available online or at park gates. The same pass costs $80 for U.S. residents. Technology to study solar flares that was developed at Montana State University is now aboard the International Space Station. MSU researchers in the university's Space Science and Engineering Lab have their technology aboard the International Space Station as part of an 8-month mission. The technology is used to study X-ray radiation during solar flares, and the returned data helps professors, researchers, and students better understand solar flare acceleration. Researchers also want to learn more about solar flares that send material into space and sometimes affect Earth. The scientists who arrived at the International Space Station on July 14th are scheduled to stay in space until their return to Earth in April of next year. The Hebgen Reservoir is now under a health advisory because of the presence of a dangerous toxin in the water that can be harmful to people, pets, and livestock. Routine monitoring on the Hebgen Reservoir confirmed the presence of anatoxin A, a toxin associated with harmful algal blooms, in the Cory Springs area of the Grayling Arm on Hebgen. Public health advisory protocols say that any detection of anatoxin puts public health advisories into a caution or a warning stage, which includes public outreach with additional signage in the area. If anatoxin levels go above 8 micrograms per liter or 8 parts per billion, public health officials start to look at beach closures. Blue-green algae are naturally occurring in Montana lakes and reservoirs and can cause harmful algal blooms. Algae accumulates in shallow water, making it more likely for contaminated water to be accidentally ingested by livestock, humans, and pets. Anyone who suspects a bloom-related illness should seek medical attention and report suspected harmful algal blooms to state or local health authorities. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.